So yesterday, in our dollars and cents segment, you heard Brett House talk about our economy and how we were faring better than we thought we'd be at this point, I don't know, a year ago, right? When we were talking about a potential recession. Our GDP, our gross domestic product, performing well. Numbers are stronger than we thought. So would the Bank of Canada hike its interest rate today? We thought no. But now here we are today with a quarter point interest rate hike. And so Brett House, professor of professional practice and economics at Columbia Business School and a fellow with the Public Policy Forum, the Monk School and Massey College, joins us once again for a bonus dose of dollars and cents this week. Brett, thanks for making time.
It's a pleasure, especially for the accountability, because when we spoke yesterday, I said, you know, on balance, I didn't think that they would raise the rate again today, and they did.
And so what's your reaction?
Well, I read the statement that the Governing Council put out, and there are two big things that jumped out at me. One is that they call out explicitly that Canadian consumer demand and demand more generally is stronger than they forecast when they went on pause after their January hike. And secondly, they note that core inflation, the parts of the inflation basket or price basket that are least volatile, that they track most closely, is remaining, inflation in that section of the price basket is remaining stronger than they anticipated and has been for a few months. And the second big thing that they point out is that interest-sensitive parts of the economy, so principally housing, haven't reacted to the rate increases the way they thought they would to cool them down. And so for those two big reasons, the data coming in on demand and core inflation prices and housing not cooling down, they decided to raise rates today after pausing for two meetings in March and April.
Okay, so anyone with a mortgage who has some value in their home has to pay more because the value maintained. That's hard to square.
Well, it's super hard on those folks, because we know that 75% of Canadians now with variable rate mortgages have hit their so-called trigger rate, which means that the terms of their mortgages get tougher. And in most cases, banks have been pushing out the maturity on those mortgages so that they can keep the monthly payments from creeping up as much as they would otherwise. But it means more people with each one of these rate increases are just paying interest on their mortgage. They're not actually paying the principal down. So we're in an increasingly precarious spot for homeowners with those mortgages. And we also know that amongst G7 countries, Canadians are the most heavily indebted in the world. They have some of the biggest equity against those debts too, but you know, paying those debts resides on cash flow being sufficient to meet those monthly payments, and it just got tougher.
I'm trying to imagine it. You know, Brett, it's like we're trying to shake off the broken link, or it's like we're just trying to shake off dead weight. It seems like by raising the interest rate, you're pushing the people who are on the brink of losing their mortgage right off. Like if you can't pay your mortgage rates, you're going to have to just get out of the housing market.
Yeah, that's one of the big concerns. I mean, their hope is that it's dampening demand for housing and at the same time dampening demand for goods and services so that price pressures and wage pressures come down. But the simple fact is, in the housing market, we have such a big supply deficit and more people coming into the country that even by making it more expensive, it's almost impossible to dampen demand in the housing market right now. And while it will at the margin, it's not going to do enough to get housing prices back down anywhere close to affordability, particularly in Toronto and Vancouver.
And I appreciate your insights on this, right? So are economists across the country surprised at this quarter point interest rate hike today?
On balance, they are, because about 20% of major economists polled thought they would raise rates today, and about 80% thought it wouldn't be today, but it might be in July, because we get a number of important pieces of data between now and the July meeting. And the other thing is that because some of those numbers have been coming in stronger than expected and making the fight against inflation harder to complete than the bank had forecast, It wouldn't have wanted to leave big numbers over the next few weeks unaddressed, because the next meeting after July isn't until September. So, you know, the most economists thought they would go either today or in July, with the preponderance of them expecting July, with the bank waiting to see what happened with a few more data points. But it decided to go ahead early, and it signaled it's probably not done. It indicated that it's not convinced that current conditions are enough to bring inflation back down to its 2% target next year. So it wasn't just a one-time break in the pause, but its language signaled that we could get another hike in July too.
And when you say Canadian consumer demand is stronger than the Bank of Canada anticipated, what does that mean?
That means people are going out and spending on goods and services at a higher rate and in bigger volumes than they forecast when they went on their pause back in January with the last rate hike before this.
Okay. Well, what if we're putting it all on our credit cards and they're misinterpreting the numbers?
Well, that's actually exactly what they're trying to address. They don't want people putting extra spending on their credit cards. Yeah. By putting the rate up, they're trying to discourage that. The problem is that some of the people are putting those expenditures on their credit cards are finding that's the only way to make ends meet. So it's making it tougher for people who are already finding it tough. And this is why when you and I spoke yesterday, I was so critical of that article in the Globe and Mail that tried to argue that a recession would be a good thing for Canadians. It's never a good thing for the people who are in the toughest situation going in.
I hear you. I appreciate you making time for us 2 days in a row, Brett. Thank you kindly.
Well, thank you for holding me to account, and let's keep looking at what happens in July.
Absolutely. Brett House joining us live here on The Rush. He is a professor of professional practice in economics at Columbia Business School and a fellow with the Public Policy Forum, the Monk School, and Massey College. And we appreciate his insights as he helps us brace for what's to come in the financial world, which translates into the food on your table.